Cubs and Diamondbacks. Jake Arrieta going for win number 12. He'd be squaring off against Zach Godley. We'll take it to the top of the first. Godley facing Victor Caratini.
Go time now for the runners. 3-2, two outs. Runners take off. Caratini swings and misses. And here comes Bryant. Throw to the plate. He is saved. He scored from second on strike three to Caratini, but the ball got past Iannetta. 1-0 Cubs.
That might be the most interesting play I have ever seen. This is just nuts. We see two inside the park home runs on this road trip already. Check this out. Down goes Godley. The ball goes to the backstop. Chris Bryant, how many times can we talk about his athleticism? The big slugger who can really fly. Fully engaged, heads up. No hesitation.
Ready for the 2-2 pitch. And here it comes. Goldschmidt strikes out swinging. Looked like a good sinking fastball near the knees on the inside corner. Out number one.
Swing and a miss, strike three. So they do get a run without a hit, and it's now a one-run ball game. That ball is crushed. Three-run homer, Javi Baez.
Oh, my goodness. That was about as no doubt about it as a home run can be. And Barrett had him set up to go slider off the plate again. He left it on the plate, and Javi absolutely obliterated this baseball.
In half, deep to right. They've gone back to back for the second time in the series. It was Schwarber and Avila Friday night, Baez and Happ today.
Happ providing a little muscle off the bench, and a belated happy birthday, Ian Happ. But another Toyota home run replay, and again, it's a breaking pitch. Down a bit, in a bit, but not enough of either.
Deep drive to left center field off the bat of Bryant. Get out the tape measure again. Long gone. Cubs lead 7-1. Chris Bryant with a booming home run, his 21st. Over the 413 sign. The wall is 20 feet high in that area. A towering blast, which is kind of like a signature of a Chris Bryant home run. A lot of elevation.
7-2 Cubs is your final score. The Diamondbacks have now lost 6 of their last 8. Jake Arrieta improves to 12-8. He goes 6 innings, allowing 1 run on 3 hits with 6 strikeouts. Zach Godley drops to 5-5. Chris Bryant knocks his 21st home run of the year in the Cubs' 7-2 victory over the Diamondbacks on Sunday. His final line, 3-for-4 with a home run, 2 RBIs, and a run. Here's what he had to say.
No, I mean, ball finding a hole, sometimes it works that way. But, yeah, it was a good series for me. I felt good up there, obviously, getting on base. Just trying to, like I said earlier, pass the torch to who's ever behind me and, you know, a pretty solid series.
And here we thought maybe your pinky was sapping some of your power, but you come out with your 21st home run there in the ninth inning. Are you feeling better with the hand and maybe getting a little more lift on your swing?
Yeah, I feel fine. I mean, it's, maybe a week ago I was more on top of the ball and just working my way back to the middle there and hitting more line drives. So the good thing about me is I never really have to try to hit it in the air. It just kind of happens. So, hopefully I can continue doing that, and it's just a matter of time.
How about this week? You know, most of it without Wilson Contreras. You guys grinded through 2 series, end up 500. Now you go home. Schedule lightens up a little bit. You must be feeling pretty good. You're still in first place.
Yeah, we feel fine. I mean, some other teams are in our division are playing well. But we got to take care of what we got to take care of and really focus on what we got to do. So it should be an exciting last couple, month and a half here.
Monday, the Cubs host the Reds for a series in Chicago. Same day, the Diamondbacks will host the Astros for a series in Phoenix.